In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my beloved, we have the last Sunday, and tomorrow, that we can still have non-lentil food. We gave up meat last week, and now we have to give up everything else, all the dairy products, all the fish, and eggs, and of course all those things, and then birds and what have you. Today we heard the gospel, and the gospel, the Lord said these things. He said that if you forgive your brothers, then God the Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive your brothers, God the Father was not going to forgive us. He's trying to tell us that we have to learn not to hold any grudges. It is of utmost importance that we do not hold any grudges. Why do we hold grudges in the first place? We hold grudges most of all, because we consider that it was unfair treatment that we have received, and that they should treat us better than they have treated us, whoever it may be. It may be your husband, it may be your wife, members of the family, neighbors, it doesn't matter. The point is we get offended. And where does it come from? Well, when we get offended, it's always a sign that we have not learned the humility yet. We have not learned how to live an Orthodox Christian way. Orthodox Christian persons cannot get offended. Father, are you serious? Yes, I am quite serious. We cannot get offended. Why? Well, nobody can hurt us, because whatever is negative somebody trying to do with us, we in our heart immediately feel, well, we deserve it. We deserve it because we did something wrong before, or maybe we're going to do it afterwards, and the Lord is helping us to learn to take things, a little punishment for the things that we have done, which wasn't so good. Can I tell myself, or can you tell yourself, that we are all perfect and we have not did anything wrong? Well, if we ever come to that conclusion, we should feel very, very sorry for ourselves to know that we went totally wrong direction. Our Lord was approached, Jesus Christ was approached by a young man, at which he said to him, "Good teacher." He called him good, and the Lord says, "What are you calling me good for? The only one good is God." And of course he was God, but he wanted to show to us, show us that humility. This is what we should always go after. My beloved, today is a chance for all of us to ask forgiveness of each other. And that's the tradition that the church has put in. Today is Forgiveness Sunday, it's called also. And we ask forgiveness of everybody. I ask forgiveness of all of you for not having enough love for the Lord to be, of course, not in the constant prayer that I should be for all of you. And laziness, these are the main things. And of course, where it comes from, all comes from pride and not acknowledging those things that I even preach. What I preach, I don't live according to that. If I would be living according to my preaching, I would be, in all probability, about 100 pounds less in weight, for instance, just right there, you might be loved. But don't hold it against me. Just try to forgive me and try to pray for me that the Lord will allow me or help me to start to not only to preach the right things, but also to live the right way. You might be loved. We all need more prayers. All of us don't pray enough. We lose sight of our Lord, and this is very detrimental to us. And when we lose sight of our Lord, then it's so easy to go on our high horse and start to look down even on people, or to start to get offended when people tell us something that goes against our grain, and to get irritated, and then finally even to have the passion of anger fingers. All those things come from the same place, and the source and the beginning of it is all the beginning starts really from vanity. It starts from vanity, goes into pride, and then of course we don't have the beginning of wisdom, which is fear of God, acknowledgement of His being with us, He is everywhere present and fills all things. My beloved, let's try to take it seriously. We have another chance. We have another chance to work on ourselves, for the great Lent is starting tomorrow. And according to the church books, we shouldn't eat anything tomorrow. And if we are weak, Tuesday we could start to have some bread and water. And there is no cooking is allowed during this coming week, except for the big holiday, which is going to be on Friday. Friday we're having a pre-sanctified liturgy also, but it's also the 40 martyrs is celebrated, and then it's allowed to have a little cooked meal, but no oil is allowed. Well, Father, we're talking as if, in old days, that's like they used to have it. Yeah, that's right. Nobody ever changed these laws and rules. Of course, if you have medical problems and it's difficult for you to do those things, ask your Father to give you an absolution. He can do that. He can soften the Lent for you. But the main thing is, let's humbly accept. Let's try to accept those things that the Lord is teaching us from the church. He Himself went and fasted for 40 days. He had fasted for 40 days in the desert, as you know, before he went out to do his preaching among the people. My beloved, we need that. We really need the fasting, because there's one way only that we can cast out the certain demons. And these certain demons, as the Lord Himself, is only cast out by prayer and fasting. So we must intensify our fasting, when we must intensify our prayers. Then we can get rid of the evil one that is the evil one of pride that sets in our heart. Don't look at others. Don't judge others. This is the most important thing. We have the prayer of Ephraim the Syrian, which we said, Lord, let me see only my own faults and not to see the faults of my brothers. It is very important to understand that. It's not to look at your brother. Look at the saints. Look at the saints and see if you can copy their life. And don't look at your neighbors. Don't even look at your priests or your bishops. So just keep on looking at the saints. Read the lives of saints. So listen to them. It's of utmost importance. Stay away from the television. Stay away from any of the things on the internet, unless it is, for instance, our site, St. Vladimir's, where you can listen to the books, spiritual books, and My Life in Christ, and all kinds of other books and sermons. That you can do, even during the Lent time, but don't look at other junk that this internet of today may have. Don't look to entertain yourself. Look only to so that you can learn about yourself, so you can get it deep in your side of the heart and really try to get rid of everything that's not pleasing to our Lord. My beloved, we have to really start to take seriously our life, the spiritual life, because and that depends, our whole eternity depends on how we behave here and how we live here. But remember to do the merciful things, as we heard yesterday, in the Garden of Eden, because when the church is remembering the day that out of the Garden of Eden, the Adam and Eve were thrown out. Why? For a disobedience, because they have disobeyed the Lord. He only gave them one rule, and they couldn't keep it. They did not keep that one rule. Why was it like that? Well, because the enemy enticed him and said, well, this is the fruit from this tree will make you to be like gods yourself. You know the difference between good and evil. Well, this is a very, very terrible situation, as we're so eager to know something more. And especially now, children are growing up. And when the children are teenagers, they all have to try it out and see, what is this? What is this? The inquisitiveness that brings them into trouble. And so many of them are starting to lose their soul because of that. And because they have to find out what's the difference between good and evil. And my beloved, that's how people start to drink. That's how they start to do all kinds of other things with their bodies, and all the kinds of things that is an abomination to the Lord. And why? Because they want to try it. They want to try it. Well, we have to get down to reality. The reality is that we have a terrible enemy that wants us to go against the Lord, and wants to use our body to bring us against the Lord. And he is always going to work on us as long as we live. As long as we live, he is going to try to get us, to set us against the Lord. But we have to be very fervent. We have to be giving him we can't be wishy-washy with him. We have to be very fervently telling him, get out of here. Get behind the filthy scum. Don't bother me. I belong to my Lord, and you're not going to get me to turn against him. And you have to do it. You have to do it really, just like you have to start to have, as the King David says, with utmost hatred, I hated the enemy of God. And he's the enemy of God. Who else? And the sin is the enemy of God. And that's where we start to hate this sin that can bring us into hell. The Lord says, don't be afraid of those who can kill your body, but be afraid of those who could kill your body and take you into hell. And this is sin. And this is a sin. By this, when we sin, we give the power to the filthy scars, and they then do exactly that. They bring us into their kingdom of the hell. And we don't want to go that direction. That's why we have, now we have a chance again to fight against the enemy, because that's what it's all about. The Great Lent is a battle against the enemy and against our flesh, to control it so that they will not control us. The soul wants to be and has to be and is alive only through the help of the Lord. And we need the constant food, the grace of God, to sustain our life of the soul, the eternal life. But the body wants to have the upper hand, wants to rule the soul. And we will show during this Great Lent that we are not going to allow it to do that. We are going to put the body down so that it know its place and know that we all have to obey our Lord. And we have to learn to fast and to pray so that we can conquer the evil one and chase him away. And then we'll be able to truly enjoy the life here on this earth. Because can you imagine being free from irritation or being free from anger and being free from upsetment and from being offended and so on? All those feelings don't belong to Orthodox Christians. The Lord says, look at me, I'm meek and humble, and thou shalt find rest for your soul, for your heart. And this is true. This is absolutely true. Try to find that. Find out for yourself. Once you do find it, you don't want to go back to living and being controlled by the old man. The old man has to be pushed away. The new man in Christ has to be living all the time in us, and the body has to live according to the new man, not according to the old man. May our Lord help us not to commit, not to do the same mistakes over and over again. And when we do people into sin, let us make sure that we immediately ask forgiveness. The trouble there in Adam and Eve was that they didn't ask forgiveness after they have committed this sin. They blamed their sin on each other. Adam blamed it on Eve, but indirectly on the Lord, because it's the wife that you gave me that made me to commit that sin. And she blamed the serpent. This is the serpent that the Lord had made, obviously insinuating like that. But none of them asked forgiveness. And let's not follow that example. Let's know that for us, we must ask forgiveness all the time. You notice you made a mistake, you committed a sin, immediately cry out to the Lord, please, Lord, forgive me. Don't let me do it again. Give me the strength to stay away from this temptation and not to fall into it again. And this is how we should do it. Even if you fall down 1,000 times, the Holy Father say, get up 1,000 times. And the Lord will be still willing to hug you and give you all the grace and all the help that you need. How many great sinners and fornicators and murderers and all kinds of terrible sinners all of a sudden were touched by the grace of God, they paid attention to the Lord and changed their life altogether, as we all of us will remember the life of the Saint Mary of Egypt, which is going to be reminded us during the Great Lent. My beloved, we all have a chance. We all really have a chance to become better and to clean up our act in such a way that to make our heart to be a abode of the Lord with His Father and the Holy Spirit. And then we will see the true fruits of being an Orthodox Christian and the joy of Christianity. May our Lord give us all the strength and keep on helping us so that we go through this road. It's not an easy road, but that we will go through it and asking the help from the Lord and be strong soldiers and fight the evil one in our old man or the flesh, so that we'll be able to make it to the kingdom of heaven. Amen.